our best player went to Manuel this year, and probably our third or fourth best player was sick, so.
Oops.
Floyd's always good.
Good at everything.
They're good at everything. Like, they were bigger, taller, faster, everything. It was not that close, so I was still mostly watching.
Mr. Plump, where'd you end up?
Well, we had an 8-year-old with us, so we couldn't go to most of those places.
Oh.
So we went to Pier 48.
That's the one across the
street? Yeah, right. I mean, it's a great location.
Across the street, yeah, the, on the end of the...
Yeah, I mean, almost at the crosswalk.
Yep, yep.
Good food. Good service.
I've eaten there a couple of times. It's good.
Yeah. Fast.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Saw a good game.
We did. I didn't expect that. This team's just got to keep getting better.
They got to get better. You don't even talk to this guy, do you?
Here's the thing. Anything short of a national championship is failure, right?
Yeah. I'd take a Final Four, honestly.
At this point, you'd take a Final 32.
Yeah, seriously?
Now, 32, 16. Sweet 16 would be it. He's
done that before, though.
Yeah.
It's a different game once March starts.
Indeed.
All right, I get 4 o'clock.
I get 4 o'clock.
Let's call this meeting to order. Welcome, everybody. Can we take roll, please? Here.
J.J. Reinhardt.
Here.
Nathan Tormelin.
Here.
Bonnie Good. Here. Tim Harden.
Here.
John Kelly.
GoTo's not
working. Hey, I'm not sure what's going on with this GoTo meeting, but I can't get it on my phone.
Okay, you're on the meeting now.
Yep.
Okay.
You're right in front of
Thanks.
Me, Chris. All right, sounds like we have a quorum. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
We have a motion.
Second.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Any public hearings? Not seeing any old business? Do you have old business? Or okay. So then the annual TIF impact presentation. Mr. Frischi.
That's what I'm waiting
on. All right.
Good evening, members of the Redevelopment Commission. I'm here today. I'm Matt Frischi from Reedy Financial Group. I'm here today to satisfy your guys' final reporting requirement of the year, which would be your presentation to overlapping units on your guys' TIF impact. So we have sent out letters to all overlapping units inviting them to this meeting. So that portion is complete, but we'll just go through the PowerPoint that I have in front of you guys. Please stop if you have any questions, and I can also answer any at the end as well. So. Flipping to page 2 of the presentation, you'll see, as I said, this satisfied the final reporting requirement for CMO RDC from a statutory standpoint for year 2023. We are required to invite all overlapping units that are TIF impacts to this meeting and then report to them what is the specific TIF impact on those specific units. So, flipping to the next page, you'll see a breakdown of all four allocation areas under the purview of CMO RDC. You'll see the creation years and the expiration years as we understand them currently, along with their 2023 incremental assessed value. Totaling of all three of those areas, four of which, the fourth one was established last year, so that's why we're not capturing any increment on it this year. Next year will be the first year that we'll capture increment on that Jackson Park allocation area. Total 2023 incremental assessed value between the three areas of $230,328,911. Flipping to the next page, I really like to include just a graphical representation of TIF and how it works, just a refresher and to remind you guys that at the time of creation of an allocation area, that assessed value that is on that parcel that we put in an allocation area continues to go to the overlapping units. We are not taking away any assessed value that has already been created. We are only looking to capture increment or assess value that is grown on top of what is already there as directly actionable to your guys' efforts and efforts through the city and incentivizing developments to come to these parcels in these allocation areas. And as you'll see, at the end of the expiration of the TIF, all that assessed value that we have harbored within these allocation areas will be released to the base, causing tax rates to drop drastically, is our hope. So flipping to the next page, you'll see the specific beginning year balances, the revenues and expenditures of the separate allocation areas, and the ending year fund balances for each one of those allocation areas. As of right now, some of those are included in projections because we have yet to receive our December settlement and we haven't completed expenditures through the year as well. So, flipping on to the next page, really this is just a high-level overview of the current projects and future projects that you guys are kind of taking on right now and looking at spending funds on, or currently and actively spending funds on. So you'll see Second Street, the Burkhart project, CCMG matches, US 50 lighting, Freeman Airport, Main Street. Obviously, well, we're making all of our debt payments that we have on all of our outstanding debts. Future plans, I know today we have proposed adding an expansion to the allocation area that was created last year, and then some of the additional projects that we guys are already working on, Second Street, CCMG again, Main Street, Jackson County Education Coalition, O'Brien Street, and then Quality of Life as well. So flipping to the next page, I'm not going to read through every word of this, but really what this is kind of a setup slide to the next slide, and really what this slide kind of is trying to illustrate is we've been tasked by the General Assembly to enter into a time machine and propose a hypothetical situation where all of this development would have occurred regardless of any of your guys' efforts, any incentives offered to these developments. We're going to have to assume that everything would have happened without the use of TIF, and what would happen if we were to release all that assessed value to the base unit. So essentially we're saying all of that $230 million in assessed value, what would happen tomorrow if we just released it to the base? Well, the way property taxes work in the state of Indiana, units are constrained on how much they can raise their revenues on a year-to-year basis. Okay, with us being a max levy state, which is essentially what I'm saying, is they're constrained on how much they can grow their max levy on an annual basis. The state has said, for instance, that from this year to next year, that amount you can grow your max levy by is 4%. So what that means is, if we can only grow our max levy by 4%, and our assessed value were to go up 10%, we still can only grow our revenues and our max levies by 4%. So what does that mean? That means your tax rate will take a dive. Okay, that's the only, there's no additional revenue that would be captured with a large release of assessed value. It would only mean that your tax rates would fall. Now what that means is that each overlapping unit's circuit breaker could potentially be reduced, because as you know, certain properties are already at their circuit breaker threshold. If I reduce the rate, that means their property is taxed on a lower rate, which would reduce the amount of circuit breaker that specific parcel contributes to the overall pot that is split amongst overlapping units, okay? So when I flip the page, and we flip the page to this TIF impact chart, it's important to keep in mind that these dollar figures are not additional revenue dollars necessarily. They are more so less circuit breaker that these overlapping units would experience, okay? So flipping the page, you'll see each one of the units broken down. So for instance, Seymour Civil City, their circuit breaker impact as a result of TIF is $907,215. Of the total overall impact, that's 57.3% of the overall impact to all the overlapping units combined. One thing we do like to keep in here as well is what is the 2023 budget? Because $970,000 to me, I'd love to have that in my bank account, quite a bit of money. But in relation to a $21.7 million budget, that's only 4%. And it makes sense that Seymour Civil City, being that they can control, advise and guide how this board, you know, progresses and what they do, what you guys do based on who appoints your members of the RDC, it makes sense that the Seymour Civil City would be most impacted by the TIF allocation area that is somewhat under the purview of Seymour. You'll see Seymour Community School Corporation with a $427,193 circuit breaker impact. So that's 27% of the overall under 1% of their total budget. Jackson County at $201,061 at 12.7% of the total impact. And then finally, just a few other smaller amounts. Jackson County Public Library at $38,157 or 2.4% of the overall impact. So if you add up all of those circuit breaker impact numbers, you'll see that the total impact overlapping units is $1,581,970. That means that if we were to release all the assessed value within your guys' allocation areas, that amount would be reduced from a circuit breaker perspective by each one of those units. Alternatively, because you guys have that assessed value inside allocation areas, you guys are able to collect $6.6 million in 2023. So that is $5 million more than what would have been reduced from a circuit breaker's perspective. Okay, so what we do there is just a simple math equation to determine that 76 cents of every dollar that is collected in TIF is a margin of revenue that would not otherwise be there if you guys did not have that assessed value inside a TIF allocation area. So once again, that's a great story to tell. You guys are using TIF the right way, and by using TIF, you're able to collect significantly more than what otherwise would have been collected or resulted in from a circuit breaker perspective. So I kind of covered that last slide as well, just through talking through that chart. Once again, you guys are collecting $6.6 million. Only 1.58 would be split amongst overlapping units if we release that assessed value tomorrow. So with that, that would satisfy our requirement to present to overlapping units. I don't know if any did attend. I know we've got some city folks back there. But if anyone does have any questions, would like a copy of our report, please just direct it to me and I'd be happy to get it to them. You guys don't have any questions? That's all I have for you today.
Thank you, Matt. Any questions for Matt before he steps down? Okay. Very good. Good summary. Appreciate it. I suppose I should ask if there are any overlapping district representatives here that have any questions or comments. Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on. There seems to be some confusion on Resolution 2023-02. Rich, do you want to speak to that?
Sure. Yeah, I think there's an easy way to deal with this. So I think I don't have it in front of me, but I think the resolution provides that there's an integrated expansion area. What's it called? Integrated.
Yeah.
Expansion area.
Economic development area.
So, the resolution talks about it having been created. So I think if you have a motion. Somebody has a motion to say that the integrated expansion area is created hereby, that is, this resolution is going to create it, as set forth in the economic development plan that I believe you also have. I think that would allow you to kind of go ahead with adopting this resolution as written, except for that change. Instead of having it saying that it was already created, to say that it's hereby created.
Created and approved, yeah.
As set forth in the economic development plan.
Okay.
And I think the economic development plan has a map of where the area is.
Yeah, there's one in the resolution, yeah.
Okay. And I also understand from the mayor, so I did not prepare this resolution, but I also understand from the mayor that this is not creating an allocation area. The allocation area is where you actually create the TIF, where you collect the TIF. But it's only for purposes of purchasing the property.
Right.
So that's fine.
Which was discussed last month, yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Would anybody like to make that motion?
So moved.
Okay. Can you get with Chris and help her write that to make sure it says what it needs to say? I mean, I think the spirit of the area is okay with everybody.
Yeah, I think just for the record, why don't we go ahead and have a motion to approve the resolution with the change of the integrated economic development area being created by the resolution as set forth in the economic development plan.
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thank you. So we have a motion.
And a second.
We have a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Motion carries. Okay, so that takes care of 2023-02, 2023-03. Declaratory resolution of the City of Seymour Redevelopment Commission amending the Jackson Park Economic Development Area. Does anybody have any questions about that? Or?
Yeah, so I did prepare this resolution. Okay. And basically what we're doing is we're taking parcels, a few parcels out of the Burkhart Economic Development Area, allocation area, and putting them into the Jackson Park allocation area. Along with Walmart, we're designating them as a personal property taxpayer because we understand that they're going to be investing quite a bit of money in their warehousing for conveyor belts and other things. And so that would be captured as well in the Jackson Park Economic Development Area. And I think, I don't know if Matt has anything more.
Yeah, I think you summed up pretty well. Okay. I think that as we discussed, as Rich said, there's two parcels maybe in the current allocation area that didn't have any assessed value. We knew that there was developments going along with the ones that we were already planning to add, so that's why we're removing, adding those back in addition to the new ones and the Walmart.
So it's already part of the area?
It's present, those couple parcels are presently in the Burkhart allocation area, but with no increment.
Okay.
And they're going to be put into the Jackson Park allocation area.
Oh, I see. That makes sense to everybody?
Along with the Walmart personal property.
Right.
But not the real property of Walmart, just the personal property.
Nate, do you?
Well, I got on the Walmart thing. I mean, have they given us a timeline on how, like, what the useful life of the equipment is? I mean, because if they would get rid of that equipment, wouldn't we be at risk of?
Well, right now they're not. None of their personal property is within the allocation area, so there is no increment. So even if they got rid of it, there'd be.
It would just be the increment that would be getting rid of.
Correct. Correct. And the other thing is, from what we've been told, there's surveyor belts, which useful life, we're talking, a longer useful life of it than a smaller asset, such as like 5 to 10. This is more like 15-year useful life, from what I understand.
The current equipment has been in use about 30 years.
Okay. Maybe I'm misunderstanding it, but if whatever that is, current assessed value is, if that would go down, we would have to give that money back to the, correct? I mean, if the...
No, so if, for instance, if right now their personal property, let's just say, is at zero, and all of what we're adding is increment, even if it's reducing on an annual basis, it will still be increment. There's not like, it's dissimilar from decrement because there is no value at the base that they're capped. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not in there now.
It's already at zero.
So there can't be any decrement. And that's my
correct.
Like concern.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
It's a really good point, though. Yeah.
Very good point. And we mulled over that for a while before we came to the.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. You looked like you had a question.
I did. I just was making sure I, All right. Had it formulated in my head.
Good point.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay, so we need a motion to approve the resolution 2023-03.
So moved.
Thank you, Nate.
Second.
We have a second. Let's go with Tim. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Okay, Reedy Financial Group, the monthly reporting. Is there anything you want to?
No, nothing this month.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to look at it? Are there any questions? Yeah, I didn't see anything that looked out of the ordinary. Okay. Claims. Has everybody had a chance to look at the claims? Are there any questions? If not, would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Second.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Pose same sign. Motion carries. Any other business? Mr. Mayor, Mr. Plump?
Just a question. Guardian Bikes is supposed to submit their report on the Eclipse loan at the end of the year. Didn't know if you all were going to meet in December or if January would be the fourth Monday of January or December is Christmas.
Yeah.
I didn't figure you'd be here that day.
No, I think last year we actually moved it up a week because it was a similar situation, Christmas Eve or something.
I didn't know if you wanted them to do it or if you wanted to.
I kind of think we did it in January last year. Does anybody have the minutes handy? Chris, are you still on?
Yes.
Do you remember if the minutes would indicate that they did that in January last year or December? Guardian Bikes.
Let me look.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it being in January. If there's no other reason to meet in December, we don't have to.
That would at least give them the whole 2023.
And that's what I'm thinking we did last year, is we let them report on the entire year in January.
So bring that to you in January.
How's everybody else feel about that?
I like that. That makes sense.
I'm good with it.
Okay. That's fine.
Good.
Matt, is there any reason for the commission, or is there any standing business in December that would require a meeting?
I believe Rich has, I'll confirm with him, but I believe Rich has the timeline he's proposed for the declaratory that you guys just passed,
oh, right,
the expansion area. I believe he's got that going to confirmatory in January.
Okay.
So that the city council and planning commission can approve those, and then it'll go in January, like I said, to you guys. We'd still get base year 1-1 of this year because we passed the declaratory at this date. I'll just have to work with the auditor's office to get that all squared away. So I don't believe that there's any standing items for December.
Other than paying claims. So we could do that electronically. I know we've done that when we haven't had a quorum. Is everybody okay with that? So if we could get the claims out, you know, a week early from typical, and then we'll get them approved before Christmas. Okay. Anything else? Thank you, Jim, for bringing that up. Okay, hearing nothing, would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. We're dismissed. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Who has the original claims to sign?
Yeah, I thought that one was going to be a little bit.